Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're tonight's entertainment.
Look at my butt. Now look at my front butt.
Wada, 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 wada.
Open the circuit to the wave motion gun. Open the circuit.
Blood chamber pressure increases.
All the ship's energy is now in the wave motion gun.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
Oh, did I hurt your feelings?
Only Magneto's right. There's a war coming. You sure you're on the right side?
And this is Coltside Radio. I am he who be Steve. And before we introduce our guests, I have two co-hosts with me tonight. One is Miss Princess Ronquillo, and the other one is Mouse/Diva. Depends on if you ask me or Mom what her name is. And if you hear any loud barking, it's them, unless it's our guest dogs. And our guest is a writer. She's been a judge at the Knoxville Horror Fest and basically is one of the Central Cinema / the Knoxville Horror Fest family. Say hello, April.
Hi, April. Sorry.
Boo, bad joke.
Yeah, I know.
How long have you been a writer?
Well, I've been writing professionally for maybe about 10 years now, I guess. That's when I kind of left the day job world and started doing this full time. So, about 8 to 10 years.
What have you written for?
I've written for RumOrg for quite a long time. I wrote for Metropulse in Knoxville before they went away. Knoxville Mercury for a while after that, a little bit for Fangoria, some stuff for Famous Monsters. I've done some radio plays for Tales from Beyond the Pale, which is a really fun series that started out with Glass Eye Picks. And I have most recently moved into books. I've got Ghoulish, The Art of Gary Pullen out right now. That's a gorgeous kind of hardcover coffee table art book. I have another one that has not been announced yet, but it's kind of in the same vein, another hardcover horror-themed art book coming out. And that's kind of where we are right now.
Good Lord. You've written for all of the big ones, it seems.
I tried.
Well, I think it's for maybe Video Watchdog and Scream Magazine, but...
Yep, never got those and never got Horror Hound. That's been my other... Yeah, I never quite went to that market, but I think most of the other ones I checked off the bucket list.
Yes, and she's an old married woman. They're an old couple. Sorry, after 11 years, even if you was in your 20s, you're still... You two are still an old married couple after 11 years together.
No, 13, actually.
Good Lord, 13. And you haven't tried to kill each other yet. I can give you an applause on that.
We haven't tried successfully yet, so. So, yeah, so far so good.
And next Friday, yeah, she is doing a special event of Creepshow. And can you tell us why it is so special?
Well, Now, this is where things get a little bit different. My wife and I have been trying to start a family for a few years now. It's never quite worked out for us for various reasons, but it's been very, very expensive. So, you know, people crowdfund movies and they crowdfund books and comics. So we thought, hey, we'll crowdfund a kid, you know, why not? So we started a GoFundMe campaign. It's been very successful. We have a little ways to go to put us over the top, and our friends at Central Cinema offered to open up the theater for us for a night for a benefit screening of a film of my choice. I picked Creepshow, and I will be there signing and selling books and magazines and radio plays and some other things that I've kind of worked on over the years to raise money for our final and hopefully successful attempt to have a family.
Yeah, I looked it up on the internet before the show, and it seems like you're going to have to shell out at least $14,000 to $16,000 after all of the little I's and T's are dotted and crossed.
Yeah, it's been a very expensive process. So, you know, we're just hoping that our friends can help us out a little bit, and, you know, you can come down to Central Cinema and get some really cool stuff for your collection. Some, you know, if you're into horror, I've got something that you might want to have. So there you go.
Why did you pick Creepshow?
So I picked Creepshow because, you know, William and Nick were very cool about letting me do, you know, whatever I wanted to show. I wanted to show something 80s horror because that's kind of where my heart is. And I wanted something that tied into the book, to Ghoulish. I don't know if you're familiar with Gary Pullen's work. I imagine you probably are. But he's done a lot of Creepshow stuff over the years. He's done some Creepshow posters for Mondo. He's done all the Creepshow album art, pieces of the soundtracks. So, and then I wanted to show something that doesn't get screened as often as some of the other kind of, you know, classic horror films from the 80s. And I think a lot of people maybe haven't had a chance to see Creepshow on a big screen in a while. So here's your opportunity.
Yeah, well, ever since Shout did the new Blu-ray over here, it's been easier to find a print.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's just a fun movie.
And
Creepshow, you know,
is one of the best anthologies of the 80s.
It absolutely is. It's very successful. You know, I mean, any anthology, of course, it has kind of peaks and valleys, but as a package, it's just a terrific, you know, terrific way to spend a couple hours. It's just, it's fun. It's it has some great effects. It's got, you know, so many incredible names attached to it. So, yeah, man, why not?
What's your favorite story out of Creepshow?
Ah, my favorite story. See, that's a tough one. I think I might have to go with The Crate. I think that might be just kind of an all-around. I love the cast. You know, I love, you know, Hal Holbrook and Adrian Barbe. I mean, it's a terrific, terrific cast. You know, Tom Savini's creature work is incredible. It's just, it's a fun one.
Yeah, just tell your name is Billy. Just say your name is
right.
Billy. You'll be. What?
Right. Oh,
and George Romero has gone on record saying that he wished before he did Creepshow, he knew that it was going to be distributed by Warner Brothers, because Fluffy in the original short story is a different kind of creature than was what was in the movie.
Yep.
And honestly, I would have loved it if they kept it as Taz like they were supposed to.
Right, if only. Oh, goodness. What about you? What's your favorite?
Probably the one I voted. I'm writing a little column for Matt Wings Chop called, and I'm writing a list of the top 10 bug scene movies.
Oh,
and
non-bug
focused movie, yeah.
Cool. Oh, that's very cool. That's a
there
great
really
one. That was
a
probably
bad one in there. Even the Linker is good.
I agree. Yep. There's not a bad one. They're all fun. Yeah, they're all a lot of fun. And you know, I enjoy the sequel. I don't think it's as successful as a whole. I love the animated, you know, Linkers. That's a terrific way to do that. But yeah, you know, I actually was just watching the second one today, actually, and I hadn't seen it in a good long while. And I had to say that the first one does hold up a lot better as far as performances and, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Creepshow 3 was a lot better than Creepshow 2, but most people really don't know what Creepshow 3 is, and that would be Tales from the Dark Side, the movie.
You know, I agree. I love that one. I think it's terrific, and I think it's underrated.
See, there's my co-host.
Yep, I hear him. Him or her.
But yeah, originally, Tales from the Dark Side was written to be Creepshow 3, but there was some kind of hassle, and I forget what, so they just called it Tales from the Dark Side.
Interesting. Well, that is a really good one.
And they actually did a Creepshow 3, but none of us fans want to admit it exists.
Yep.
What made you and her decide that you wanted a baby?
Oh, we've known for a long time. We've wanted to have a family. She was, you know, on board from the get-go. It took me a little bit longer to come around. But I did. I think we have a lot to offer. You know, I think we could produce a good person, and I think the world needs every good person it can possibly get right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And plus, I need somebody, she's actually not a big horror fan, and I really need somebody to watch some monster movies with me. So it's kind of selfish, I guess.
Yeah, opposites attract. I don't like horror films.
Right.
You don't? Let's date.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's going to be... Friday at 7, right? Next Friday?
Well, there's a show at... Yep, there's a show at 7:30 and a show at 10:15 on Friday, April 5th. And I'll be there before each of those two showings, signing and just meeting and talking. And, you know, if you just have questions about writing or, gosh, getting published or getting an agent or, you know, just anything, if you just want to talk about the business, and come on down and ask all the questions you want to ask, and I'll be glad to share what my meager knowledge that I've picked up over the past few years.
Yeah. Oh, and since you worked for Fangoria, I'm going to ask the taboo question.
Uh-oh.
That
okay.
is?
I only wrote for them a little bit.
Did
just
you get
year,
paid?
Maybe 3 or 4 pieces. You know what? I did.
Did you get paid?
In a roundabout way, yes. That was, of course, when they were having all those troubles, the troubles. But we ended up negotiating for other things, for things that they could offer, like ad space for a film festival that I was working with and for, you know, things I was involved with. So they ended up making everything right with me in a different way.
Oh, good. They did that with a lot of the bigger name writers. I don't know if Steve Pachowski from Shot Cinema ever got paid, but hey.
Yeah, it was certainly a mess there for a while. I feel bad for you know, a great many people that, you know, were kind of caught up in a situation that was untenable for everybody involved, I guess, on both ends of the equation there. So I'm very happy to see them back
yeah.
now in different hands and doing well. I think that's terrific.
Yeah, that's why I write for a magazine and I'll do the podcast. And the first thing people ask me is, do you make any money? And then they wonder why I'm laying on the floor laughing at them.
Right. Oh, goodness, yeah. It's not the thing to be in for if you want to earn a living, for sure. I've done a lot of other writing over the years, like copywriting and, you know, doing things for ad firms and that kind of thing to kind of keep the lights on. The magazine work definitely doesn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's cool that they're showing Creepshow. I won't be able to make it because I can't drive. I never have a ride, so whenever anything cool comes, I never get to be part of it.
Aww,
I am doing this because your cause does need to be supported.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that so much. My wife and I both do. That means a lot to us.
Yeah. Have you prepared... how are you going to prepare your other kids for when this new face shows up?
Boy, that's going to be a shock, isn't it? So we have two dogs and three cats, and I don't know. They're all used to being the center of attention, so we'll see how that goes. But hopefully it'll be fine. They're all very kid-friendly.
Yeah, you'll come home with that bassinet, and they'll be like, hey, what is that?
I'm like, whoa.
What is that thing in that basket?
Right. Oh, yep.
But yeah, it is cool that they're actually doing that and letting you pick.
It is. They were very
kind. That's why Central, I consider the best theater in Knoxville right now, because they are willing to do risk and work with the community.
That's very true. Yeah, and they're showing some just terrific stuff, and I love that they're, you know, really making an effort to kind of appeal to all tastes. You know, there's kind of, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of film you're into, there's something on the slate at some point throughout the month that you can dig.
Yeah. What years were you a judge at the Fest?
That would have been when they first started up. I'm wanting to say the first... Maybe even the very first year. That was when they were at Pilot Light.
Tie up a sheet and show the movie.
You got
here.
It. Yeah, you got it. I was a judge then, and then maybe for two to three to 4 years after that. I was with them when they moved to Relics, and I was not involved at Downtown West or since. So the Pilot Light and Relics. Years.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I've been involved with them ever since. I've been to the Downtown West, write an article about the Fest every year.
Oh, cool. That's really awesome. And I know I'm playing
when they
show
a really, really bad film.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to.
But yeah, is it going to be normal pricing for the movie?
You know, I don't know. I assume so. I think it's $10 for their evening shows. So I assume it'll be the normal price. But that's a good question. I actually don't know that to be sure.
And buy her books, because books are good.
Yes, books are great. Please buy my book. It's a nice book, too. It's all shiny, and it's got a 3D page. And I think I might still have some 3D glasses left that go along with the special edition, so hopefully I'll have some cool swag to distribute.
Is your book available on Amazon for those of us who can't get it there and probably will be curious about it?
Oh, thank you for asking. Yes, yes, with qualifications. The first edition is sold out, but there. Hopefully, will be some more things coming along. I have some things in the works that I can't announce yet, but keep an eye on Amazon, because even though it's sold out now, it should become available again in the very near future. But yeah.
And those of you who are listening and don't have the book, if you do resell it on Amazon for collector's prices, she gets 40% of the money.
There you go. Exactly.
Or she'll take it out and making you change the kitty litter pans.
There you go, one or the other. Your choice.
That shows how much kitty litter is. It's like money or someone changing the kitty litter. I can't decide which one is more better.
Right? Which one's more valuable? I don't know. Yep.
Yeah, it is nice for them to get their own place and being able to do things like this.
It sure is. Yeah, they've done a terrific job. I'm very happy for them.
Yeah, if you hear anything, just barely beep out of this house, Mouse thinks that she's going to kill him.
Of course she does. That's her job, right? She's on duty.
Yeah. She's the boss and wants us to know it.
Of course. How cute.
Yeah. Is your partner going to be there, or does she not want to see Creepshow at least once?
I'm making her go. Yep, I'm making her be there. She has to be there to help me work the credit card app on my phone. I'm not good with tech stuff, so if anything doesn't work, I have to be able to hand it to her to fix it for me. So, yeah, she's committed.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, Lord. I've seen people work those things at conventions. I don't know how they do it.
I know. It's like magic, right? Yeah, but she's my tech support, so she'll be on top of it.
Yeah. She'll be the one of the two daydreaming about being someplace fun.
Exactly, about being at a softball game or, I don't know, at the park or so. Yeah, whatever normal people do. So, yeah.
Yeah. Who wants to be normal?
Yeah, really, that's no fun. Boring. I love my weirdos.
Yeah. Well, that's why I go out central. I find out there's more weirdos than just me in this part of the country.
Yep. Absolutely.
You mean there's people that like the weird stuff? All right.
Yeah. It's always a good experience. Like going to, gosh, I don't know, to Fanboy Expo or any of the local kind of horror events. It's so nice to see all these people come out that, you know, aren't talking about football or these other things that people are into that mystify me. So it's cool to know
yeah.
that we our people are here.
Yeah, it's funny. We're Knoxville Horror Fest is getting to the point where they're at, where the people that came there first are the ones sitting in Grumbling Corner going, I remember when this used to be small. Yeah, I like it
yeah.
better then.
Yeah. I'm probably one of them.
Because last year was like completely sold out for all
oh, wow.
4 days. I
wow.
don't know how I made it 4 days, but.
That's intense, isn't it? Film festivals are
yeah,
no joke.
3-4 hours sleep. At least William's
yeah.
handling it better. During the first fest, the best way to describe how we looked is coming in Sunday and him just sitting there in the corner, dazed, wondering where he is.
That sounds about right. William and I went to TIFF, to the Toronto International Film Festival, 1 year together. And that, it was fantastic, but it's got to be one of the most grueling experiences in you know, my adult life, because you're just in screenings nonstop, right? You know, you get up at you know, there's breakfast, and you hit the 9 a.m. screenings, and you're going to, you know, the midnight screenings, and then whatever after events, and yeah, just, it's just all you do is, you know, what?
I think he's at the Chicago Chattanooga Film Fest this weekend.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. That looks like a really cool little festival. I'd love to go sometime.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Fantasia, but then I realized it's a month long, and I'm like, No.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't handle it, and I think the crowds would be a little intense for me. Same with Fantastic Fest. You know, I'd love to do it sometime, but, man, I just don't know. It's a lot of people.
There's too many people there. I don't want to go.
Too many people, yep. I want to go to the screening where there's, like, three people, you know, scattered out, not in a clump. Three people's too many.
And this whole month is going to be interesting at Central, the showing after your showing on Friday, that's when we're getting the cat video back.
Oh, cool. That looks so fun.
Yeah. And if you are a cat woman, stay away from Central on Saturday.
Oh, what's on Saturday?
They're having the local shelter that Jessica and them support are bringing cats there to be adopted at the fest.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I can't go. I cannot be anywhere near that business if I come home with eight cats.
Yeah, I could see a lot of the people there. It's like walking out with like two garbage bags full of cats.
Exactly. That's funny. The last time I went to an adoption thing just to kill time before a movie, I ended up with another damn cat every time. So, yep, I've been cut off.
Yeah.
No more adoption events for me.
Yeah, the dogs are like, we're already outnumbered.
Exactly.
They want to kill us. It's hard to sleep. Please don't get no mother cat.
Yep, you got it. You got it. They've cut us off. We've been forbidden from bringing them anymore.
Later this month, they're showing Knife versus Heart.
Really?
Knife plus Heart. Yeah, have you heard of it?
I have not, no. What is that?
Imagine a 70s giallo, only they change the sexuality. All of the male parts are being played by women.
That's cool.
And all of the female parts, you know, the girls who get naked and strip and have sex and all that.
Right, right. All
they're being played by men.
That's
yeah.
Awesome. Oh, fun. I might have to go
yeah.
see that. That sounds super cool. Cool.
Yeah, the first gay giallo.
Very cool. I'm going to have to look up the trailer as soon as I get off the phone with you and check that out. That sounds like a lot of fun. That sounds like it might have been made specifically for me. So I got to check it out.
Yeah. Well, I'll say you'll do good because I can't think of anyone less than the 80s who doesn't like Creepshow.
Oh, I know, right? It's like you can't miss. You can't miss. If you don't like Creepshow, then, you know, come on. Come on. You just don't know how to have fun.
Yeah. And buying books is fun too. Buy her books.
Buying books is fun. Yeah, there you go. That's the most fun. So definitely.
Yeah, let her earn her 10 cents, honestly, darn it.
There you go. Right.
But yeah, what else do you like besides 80s horror?
So, gosh, my tastes are kind of all over the place. I love, love, love 50s, 40s kind of horror. I love the classics. Universal Monster stuff, of course, is you know, near and dear to my heart. 70s horror. You know what? Pick an era, and I think you can find great horror there. I think the 70s were just a phenomenal decade for horror films. Some of the most disturbing, you know, stuff I can think of came out of the 70s. Yeah, and I don't buy, like, any of this business about so-and-so saving horror ever. That's always crap because horror has never needed to be saved, right? There's, like, I can't think of a single time in my life when I couldn't find great new horror to watch.
Yeah, I can't even insult Jordan Peele, but I've seen too many people, they say, this is the new saving face of horror. Save it from what?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, come on, you just don't watch enough horror. If that's what you think, then you're just not very informed about the horror genre, really, because there's great stuff out there. You just have to look for it sometimes. You know, it's just not being waved around in the, you know, multiplex all the time. But, man, there's just terrific stuff out there from every year, every decade, you know, always.
Yeah, like, let's see, last year was a pretty good year at the fest. I mean, it had Ranger, the Ranger, and an Apocalypse.
Yep.
And just good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Always.
It was
yep.
funny looking at the millennials watching William Lustig's Maniac.
Oh, I'll bet. I bet that was
yeah, you could tell they
system,
were going in to make fun of this corny 80s movie, and then they get this psychological portrait of this very disturbed man, and they walked out shell-shocked.
I bet they did. I bet they were not prepared for that experience. Huh, that's funny.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this is another corny 80s film. We're going to make fun of it like we did Zombie.
Maybe not, yeah. Yeah, that's a grueling film. That's a tough one.
Ow. How long did it take you to pick Creepshow? Was that just one thing? It's just like, so they said, what movie do you want? Okay, Creepshow.
Yeah, we talked about it. We went back and forth. There were some other possibilities that came up. We talked about Fright Night, and we talked about Monster Squad, and we some other films that I absolutely love. And we ended up going with. We even talked about Teen Wolf. That was that was kind of on the table at one point. And everybody agreed, though. You know, everybody agreed that Creepshow would play well. Apparently, they've had a lot of requests for it. A lot of people have been asking when they're going to show it. So it just seemed like a perfect choice.
Yeah. I think there's even a chair arm with Creepshow's poster on it.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Have you been to the Central yet?
I have not. Isn't that crazy? I've driven by the storefront, but I've not actually been inside the theater yet. This will be my first time too.
Oh, cool. You'll enjoy it. Like I said,
I'm looking forward to it.
Before they open it to finance it, people, they had people buy chair arms. And once you bought it, you could put your favorite horror film on it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there's The Thing. The ones I know of is there's Pulp Fiction, The Thing, William, Creepshow, Donnie Darko, and others.
Oh, fun. That's such a cool idea.
Well, you do what you got to do to take care of business in this America.
That's true. You got to be creative, right? You got to come up with something different.
Yeah, well, it isn't. You just got to show respect and love. That's the hard part.
Oh, that's a really good point. Yep. That's a very good point.
And that's the sad thing if a lot of these pro-Christians will be like, we don't want them to have a family. And we're anti-abortion.
I know.
They want
a
baby.
Yeah.
And they want to do it in the way where their parents won't have to have abortions or something like that.
Yep.
You're confusing
me. I know. I'm mystified. Yep, I have no idea what those people even want. I don't know. You would think that this solution would delight them, but it does not. So, who knows?
Most of them, and a lot of politically correct people, only have room in their mind for one thought at a time.
You know, that's a good point. That's a really good point. They have trouble, looking at things from different angles, and there's that kind of dualistic thinking that they get stuck in, and they can't get out of it's this or that. You know, it's one thing or it's another thing. It can't be both. You know, it can't be. They don't see shades of nuance for sure.
That's the sad part. People are just so narrow-sighted about everything nowadays.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. It is difficult to get people to kind of think outside their own little boxes.
Well, my box says is you guys want to be a normal family, and that's a good thing.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. That means a lot to us.
Just like your daughter won't know that her situation is unique until somebody tells her.
Until somebody points it out. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. For sure.
And remember, all you Republicans who go to see Creepshow, remember, it's because of the gay community. You're getting to see Creepshow at the Central Cinema. Wrap your mind around that.
There you go. See, we're giving back.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to thank you on your show. I will play this. I will be posting this one a lot up to the screening to make sure that people hear it. And
well, thank you.
More importantly, what is your GoFundMe, Addie?
I'm sorry,
so
my,
people can't make it, they wouldn't donate.
That's a good question. What is my, it is, let me see here, Jamie and April's Embryo Adoption Fund. We don't have a short thing, unfortunately, but people can go check me out on Twitter or Facebook, just, you know, April Snellings on any social media platform, and they can find links to the GoFundMe.
Yeah, so donate to a good cause, people.
Thank you. We would certainly appreciate it. It is helping us out a lot. And, you know, even $5 helps us out a lot. We've got, you know, a lot of people who, you know, someone gave $1,000 and some people are given $5, and they all help.
And plus, if they find out that you don't donate, they'll send their dog to poop in your front yard.
There, yeah, you do not want that, so.
Okay, thank you for being on, and please, everybody, go see Creepshow, just for fun. Who cares about Shazam? This is the one not only showing, two showings of Creepshow.
There you go. I'd love to see you. And thank you so much, Stephen, too, for having us on. I really appreciate it.
And if you're looking to buy tickets for it, go to Central Cinema's website or go to wherever you buy tickets online for movie theaters, that is, Fandango.
There you go.
Thank you. And before we go, give one last pitch on why people should give you money.
Why should you? Well, you should come and give me money, because if you do, you will get something really cool for it. You can buy a gorgeous hardcover coffee table book. You can buy some magazines. You can buy some radio plays. So if you would like to just give money to help us have a family, we would love that. But if you want to just come by and buy a book, that would help a lot too.
Yeah. And for me, it's the fact that they just want to bring a life into this world and help it be, raise it to the best they can be. That's what all you so-called people who are fighting pro or anti-abortion really want.
Yep, the embryo is already there. We're, you know, we just want to bring it home. So yeah,
or her.
Absolutely. Or her. Yep. Whatever the case may be, or them, whatever. We don't care. We're open to multiples. We're fine.
Okay.
We
and thank you for being on. And thank you to everyone who listens and definitely to everyone who comes out next Friday and supports her.
And thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Okay. And with that, pardon me, there's language in this, but this is with me saying goodbye and how I really feel about everything. So, good night, everybody.
To all praise, hus, whore, bulldog, and for downright real people, I want you to listen. Be what you are, and be the very best of what you are. Whatever your thing is, make your own self a star. When y'all see me riding around here with gold handles on each one of my doors, they have the nerve to say that motherfucker is pimping whore. You call me a liar, a thief. Son of you even call me a freak. Then you say that motherfucker done got on top. He must have done it by eating cock. But if all of that that was done behind closed doors was brought to light, there'd be a whole lot of cocksuckers and dick lickers and freakish motherfuckers sitting right out here tonight. So what have you got to take and what have you got to give? As long as I live the life that I love, because I love the life that I live. But furthermore, if you would stir your finger round up in your own pot, you would be too damn busy trying to find out what kind of dick that I've got. So I'm going to live for today, because I'm not promised tomorrow. I want plenty of good loving and less pain and sorrow. So I'm going to keep on living and being what I am. And I'm going to be the very best of what I am. And for those who don't like it, confidentially, I don't give a damn. Because I live the life that I love. And I love the life that I live.
Good night, everybody, and thank you again for listening.